You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is E-Commerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest e-commerce platforms or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Teresa Zobris, President and CEO of Zobris Consulting and creator of MobiCom, a high-performance mobile-first e-commerce storefront for IBM Digital Commerce. Teresa, a pleasure to have you with us today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thanks, Eric, and glad to be here.
You're welcome and certainly pleased to have you with us today. So for starters, tell us, what does Zobris Consulting specialize in the most?
Okay. All right. Sure. So Zobris Consulting, we specialize in building e-commerce websites for retailers using IBM Commerce technology. We've been doing this for, I would say, the past 16 years, so we know this space fairly well. We like IBM Commerce because it's very robust, scalable and highly reliable platform. With this technology, we're able to manage really large data, you know, large catalogs and huge amount of traffic. So it's really a good enterprise level commerce engine. IBM is a terrific company to work with and has a very well-run partner program. Some of the customers that we serve are fairly well-known brands, such as the North Face, Vans, Timberland, Mazda, and Toshiba.
And that certainly is impressive, Teresa. Tell us, get into some of the reasons why you developed MobiCom.
Okay, sure. MobiCom was developed in spring of last year, 2017, when we're facing with a performance problem that we're trying to solve for our customers. We are a Java shop, so during our analysis sitting back, we noticed that our traditional Java applications operate in a page-to-page navigation mode, making multiple requests to the servers for each page, and in the process incurring a lot of time. So each page will take between 3 to 6 seconds to load on the average. And you know that for a e-commerce website, there's a lot of pages to be served up, right? So while this is acceptable a year ago, it's clearly unacceptable now when it comes to mobile devices. Mobile users are usually not that patient. They expect instant response. So it's a problem, and we have to come up with a better way of delivering a faster loading time for our e-commerce websites.
Teresa, how would you say MobiCom is different from its competitors in the market?
Yeah, MobiCom is different from other, you know, competitive applications in a couple ways. Well, first of all, it is a responsive application. So it's a single code base that could work on multiple resolutions, such as desktop, you have kiosks, tablets, or cell phone. You don't have to maintain multiple applications. Secondly, it's a single-page application. It's has a very sexy name called SPA, S-P-A. So it only has one page, and that's everything. So the whole application is loaded once, and when you need a snippet of data, a little bit of data, it will just fetch that piece of data and plug it in to the page and display it. This is why it's extremely fast. There's not a lot of pages to be loaded. There's not a lot of back and forth between the servers. I hope that answers your question.
It certainly does, and thanks for that. Today we're joined by Teresa Zobris, President and CEO of Zobris Consulting and creator of MobiCom, a high-performance mobile-first e-commerce storefront for IBM Digital Commerce here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So tell us, what are some trends in mobile e-commerce?
I see two major trends, and that's looking from different perspective, right? So if I'm a retailer and if I'm a service provider, so from a retailer perspective, first of all, mobile shopping has to be taken seriously by all retailers out there. 2017 is the year when shoppers discover their phones. We know that more than 50% of the commerce transactions are being done on mobile devices. So retailers cannot ignore that, right? And secondly, we're looking at from a service provider perspective. We have to start thinking about mobile first in everything that we do, from designing up the application. We have to think mobile first. Consumer behaviors have changed. They're doing everything in their phone, shopping, comparing prices, reading recommendations. So everything has to be designed with mobile first in mind. When it comes to marketing, we have to think about mobile-centric marketing, right? So our marketing approach has to change to be effective on mobile devices. We need to look at advertising format. We need to look at different viewing situations. You know, what is the resolution we're working with? We need to target our audience via location. We need to be interactive when we display, when we design these advertisements, right? So they can interact with their phone and share with their friends. And then I think that mobile payment systems will also grow and change. Did you know that mobile abandonment rates, meaning people, you know, bailing on their purchase, exceed 80% when customers are asked to be inputting their credit card details? This has been pushing retailers to offer a lot more payment options. For example, Apple Pay made it so easy for people to check on, the, on their phone. So I think that would change as well.
Tell us, Teresa, why is site speed growing in importance as a factor in e-commerce?
Loading time is like the Achilles heel for e-commerce. It does not matter whether you have beautiful images, visually stunning website, that is slow loading. Pages have to be loaded within less than 2 to 3 seconds in order to keep consumers engaged. The analytics have shown us that when the pages are slow, conversion rates drop, bound rates go sky high, especially for mobile devices. Mobicom addresses all of that by delivering sub-second response time and reacts instantly to your touch. It's truly a thing of beauty.
Teresa, it certainly has been great to have had you, and we thank you not only for your time, but for introducing your consulting firm to the audience as well as Mobicom. In conclusion, what advice would you give to anyone not only looking to create their own business, but looking to create their own business within the e-commerce space?
Building your website and being serious about e-commerce is really important to find a service provider that you can trust. Because it all starts from there. All technologies are difficult and complex to handle, but if you engage with a good service provider, that can all be solved and delivered. So make sure you look for a good, trusty service provider.
And thanks for that advice. In conclusion, where can listeners get all the details on Zobrist Consulting as well as Mobicom?
Yes, Zobrist Consulting has been in business for the past 16 years. You can find us on ZobristInc.com, and you can also look for us on the internet with the website mobicom.tech, mobicom.tech.
Again, Teresa, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success in all your endeavors, and thanks so much for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much, Eric. Same to you.
We have been speaking with Teresa Zobrist, President and CEO of Zobrist Consulting and creator of Mobicom, a high-performance mobile-first e-commerce storefront for IBM Digital Commerce. And for all the details, simply visit mobicom.tech. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app. Coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio as well as TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And once again, as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.